Anita, and this is It Starts Now, the podcast that celebrates grown folk joy, bold conversations, and living your best life after 50. Join me, your host, Juanita, as I talk real talk about life, wellness, relationships, style, and everything in between. Always with laughter, zero politics. You can catch us now on BBS Radio TV, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Your best life, it starts now. Well, welcome. Now, you know, what's so funny is that, you know, when you're doing a first of all, welcome to It Starts Now. You know, I'm just going right into it, right? So what's so funny about doing a podcast and booking guests is that sometimes your guests can't show up, don't show up, or just cancel and don't tell you. So that happened to me today, and I had a really good guest. I'm not gonna expose them right now, because you know I'm trying to turn a new leaf. This is the Aging Out Loud episode, and I turned a year older Sunday. Happy birthday, yeah! And one of the things that I start deciding that I was going to start doing is I was going to practice patience, and I was going to practice care and listening. Because my sister the other day, she said I was very angry. I said, why? She said, you're very angry lately. And I was like, well, Joyce, and I think we can curse on here. So I said, join the fucking club. I mean, there's so much stuff out there right now to be angry about that I am literally trying to, you know, just go through it, try to figure out, you know, what's up, what's going on. And I had, and then I had a standby guest. So the standby guest, you know, at the last minute, you know, I didn't blame him, but found out he was on active duty. So he couldn't be on the show because he's on active duty. So it's a lot of crazy out there right now. And if you heard the promo, it did say zero politics. But I do have to say this one thing. The reason why this brother couldn't come on, I'm thinking, is because of the federal shutdown, the government shutdown. I live in Ground Zero, Washington, D.C. And I'm experiencing all of that. But I'm not going to talk about politics. I am going to talk about aging out loud and what we, you, us, me should start doing, should start embracing. And also all the crazy that's out there right now. You know, I'm thinking that most of us that are my age, your age, and I'm not going to tell you my age, but let me put it this way. I remember shows like Family Affair. I did see it on reruns, but I do remember it. I remember, what's that other show? Bewitched. You know, I saw the reruns, whatever. But I lived in that era, and all the stuff that we dealt with is nowhere near what's going on right now. So let me give you an example, a quick reflection of life and aging out loud. So I saw something today where young people, and I'm going to say maybe 18, 19, 20s or whatever, they're identifying as different things, not different people. You know, LGBT, I have no issue with that. I'm not talking about that. They're identifying as a different species. So we're talking about cats and dogs. Now, I don't know, what weed they're smoking, because I'm probably thinking I may want to try some of that, but I don't know what's going on and I don't know what's happening. And I really am going to find a guest that's going to explain why we have young people that are putting on, you know, ears, cat ears, dog ears, whatever, and eating out of the palm of a person's hand, like a dog. So I don't know what's going on with that. That's one thing. And you know, I'm just getting old, and that's probably why I can't understand it, because most people are like, oh, that's just nothing. You know, wait till you hear this. Well, yeah, wait till you hear this. Then we got people. In my dating life, you know, I've always talked about my dating life is just, it sucks. And the reason why it sucks is because, you know, the patient level, you don't have, we don't have any patience for bullshit. We don't have any patience for creating everything or making everything happen. If you want to go out on a date with a girl or a guy, I mean, if you're that aggressive or whatever, you want to be that person. But yeah, I'm old school. I like to be wooed. I like to be, you know, all that flowers and candy and making plans and all that shit. I love all of that. But we out here now, we got people who are dating AI generated relationships. What is that? You know what AI is, ChatGPT, you know, things that, and I love ChatGPT, I'm not even gonna lie, but things that are not real, but they appear to be real. And people are in full-fledged relationships. They're planning marriages, they're planning weddings with an AI-generated person. I don't know what's happening. I don't understand that, but. And I can't even say I get it. You know, I don't get it. I don't know. You can't physically touch this person, so how are you in a relationship? This person didn't physically get on their knee and put a ring on your finger and say, "Will you marry me?" No, they did it on a AI generated website that you're following now. You're waking up, this person's like, "Hello, how are you? This is great. Are you having a good day?" Yeah. That's the rant. We're ranting today. Yeah, I'm going to rant for about a good 20 minutes because, like I said, my guests didn't show up. I don't have the full hour, but I did want to come in and I wanted to talk about my birthday and how I'm aging. And you know, just ask you guys, what are you dealing with right now? How are you dealing with life? How are you dealing with everything that's happening? You know, you know, the funny story to a funny story today. You know, I started counting all the things that are starting to go bad with my body. The list is long, but what I've learned. So the best part about, you know, the good, we'll do the good, the bad, the ugly. Okay, so the good part about me aging is that my face, thank God, and thank you, Mother, is not aging. It really isn't. I get in conversations with people that have told me, they're telling me stories about things, and they go, "Oh, you're much too young to remember that." I'm like, literally, I was sitting in front of the TV watching that when I was that age. But they're like saying, "Oh, you're much too young." And then find out I'm older than them. Never say anything. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I'm much too young for to remember that. But so that's the good part. I am so happy that my face, my skin is not aging in a pace where for my age it should be, and for people that I see around me my age should be. And it could also be, you know, because of the elixirs and all the serums that I use every day. And maybe it's the portrait of Dorian Gray that's in my attic. I mean, I am literally loving the fact that my skin still looks good. So, bravo. Thank you, God. I will always say that. The bad. So, you start counting the things that are going bad. So, when, you know, I am a makeup artist, groomer by trade. I've actually am semi-retired now because I kind of cut back on a lot of work. As far as I only do things that make me, that bring me joy. And I don't like to go out, and I don't like doing work anymore that it's just a struggle, it's a hassle, and it's stress. I just don't take that work anymore. So maybe 2 days a week, three at the most, but it's lovely. I love it because I will probably never retire, and if I do, I would probably be high because I am loving what I do for a living. So go back to the makeup part. So, and all my makeup artist friends can vouch for this. We were carrying bags without the carts for years. And me, we were carrying bags of makeup that was so heavy, it was like a toddler. And you carrying it all the time. And not, no, let me just say, not a toddler, two toddlers. Because we had one for kit, one kit for makeup, then we had another kit for hair or whatever else we were doing. So we were carrying this stuff ourselves with no cart for years. And as a result, I have a serious hip issue. So I do physical therapy. I'm always doing PT. I'm doing, anything that I can figure out to avoid having surgery. So, that is the reality of what my body has gone through. So not only that, then I had a torn meniscus. And that happened in 2000. How do I remember that? Because no, 2001 was 2000, 2001. And it was around 9/11. I remember all this for some reason. And I got a torn meniscus. So that, as a result, has caused arthritis. And so now I have to do PT on that as well because I'm trying to still walk sexy without walking, looking like I'm walking like I need a cane. So, all of that to say, that is the bad. That's the bad part about my aging process. But, if I continue to work out, and, I did lose a lot of weight, and that was one of the things that my ortho told me. She said, you got to lose weight. If you want to lose weight, take some of the stress off of the pain or whatever. So I did that. I lost weight. I lost over 50 pounds. I did that. I look good. I can say that myself. But I say all that to say, when we start aging and we start complaining about how we're aging, it makes it worse. Believe it or not, it makes it worse. So I stop complaining about it. I keep it to myself. I'll say shit, fuck, whatever. I mean, when I'm getting up and I can't, manage the pain, it just hits you all of a sudden. Like you get up and just, something just go like, eh, and then you just hit that. You feel that, eh, and everybody knows what I'm talking about. It's a pain that is like undescribable, but it makes you go, eh. So whenever that happens with me, I just start cussing. But then I just, kind of wiggle it away. I kind of do a little, a little stretching, a little exercise, whatever, just to get rid of the pain. Because if I spend all day or all, that whole moment, saying, getting old sucks. I hate this shit. This is driving me crazy. If I keep doing that, I'm embracing that pain. So I released it to the universe. I am not in any more pain. I feel great. I am young. I am healthy. I am full of whatever, Forget about this knee pain, I don't feel it anymore. It's just a temporary setback for a full-time recovery. I mean, I am releasing it out to the universe. So, and then here comes the ugly. So the ugly part is that when you go to your ortho and they tell you that you might need a hip replacement, and you're like, I am not doing that. I am going to embrace, I'm going to embrace no pain. And I would honestly say, from the manifestation, the water aerobics, the exercises that I've been doing, it has been manageable. I can honestly say it has been. So if you're going through that right now, if you're dealing with pain, like, knee pain, back pain, whatever, and you honestly think that complaining to everyone that's around you about that pain, it literally just got worse. It got worse. And the people that you're complaining to, oh, they want to hear you. If you're looking cute and young and you don't look old, they want to hear something. They want to hear something that you're complaining about because it makes them feel good. This bitch looks good. She's this years, she's this how old, and she still looks this good. She don't even look her age. She looks 20 years younger. Yeah, I'm glad she is have some pain, because that's what she gets, because she looks so good. Yeah, I was one of those people. I said that to this girl. She looks so good. And then one day I saw her limping and she said something about she had gout or some shit. I said, that's what your ass get, because you look too cute. Then I started laughing. And I even told her, I said, I said something about you get having gout and that I was glad that you had it, because you were looking so good that I had to make sure that I felt better about myself. So I just said, good for you. And then I took it back, you know. And then we laughed about it. And I'm sure she probably is happy the fact that I walk with a limp every now and then when she sees me walking my dog. So, you know, that is my rant for that part. So I'm gonna figure out what lessons that I've learned and some of the hardest lessons that I've learned this past year. One of the hardest lessons that I can honestly say that I learned, and it's a little emotional, and I'm not going to get upset, I'm not going to cry or whatever, but one of the hardest lessons that I've learned this past year was letting go of situations that do not service you. And I'm not going to say what it was, I'm not going to say who it was, but there was a person that was in my life for a long time, and you know, they got mad, we stopped talking, we not talking, it's over. The over part took me a minute to get past, but now I'm past it. And I'm wondering why it took me so long to get past it. And I think the reason, that's why I wanted to have my friend who was a psychiatrist, a psychologist, because I really wanted him to let me know or figure out. Because I don't want to appear to be a narcissist. It's like, you know, oh, it's just all about me. I don't care what they might think. I really just let it go. And I haven't gone back and I don't feel bad about it. And most people will probably say, well, why don't you feel bad about it? This was something that you've had in your life for a long time. And I think it's because I've started loving me more. And I started loving my situation and how I feel and how I feel when stuff is not in my life anymore and how I feel when my friends, family who are around me now make me feel and constantly tell me it's not my fault. And so that was one of the hardest lessons that I've learned. Another thing, you know, what am I letting go? I'm letting go of toxic situations and toxic relationships and toxic boyfriends and dating and, you know, the one-sidedness. You know, I am such a giver. And most women are. We're givers. We love to give. And I'm a pleaser. So I'm not just only a giver. I'm a pleaser. I like to see the reaction of people when I give them something. That's not a superpower. I think it's my kryptonite because I can't turn it off. But then once I turn it off, it's just over. It's like radio silence. It's like what the kids say, ghost. I'm just ghosting people because I don't want it anymore. I don't want to deal with it anymore. So that is one of the things that I've decided that I am proud of is that fact that I just let it go now. I've ghosted people. They know who they are. I've stopped calling. I've blocked. I've dismissed. I've suggested, you know, please stop because if you don't stop, you're not going to hear from me again. I'm not going to be belligerent. I'm not going to be, you know, an angry bird or whatever, but I'm not going to tolerate it anymore. And I'm going to say, you know, just be careful because, you know, I'm at that part of my life where I'm loving me and you're just a part of the equation that I could literally get rid of. So that's one of the things that I am probably most proud of. Let's see. I wrote all these questions down, so forgive me. What's one of the ways I define beauty and love? Okay, so one of the ways I define beauty and love. So for as far as beauty, I mean, nobody wants to see somebody ugly. I mean, I'm just gonna throw it. Nobody wants to see ugly. I'm sorry. I'm shallow. Okay, there you go. I'm shallow. Nobody wants to see ugly. But beauty to me is not always physical, not all the time. A beautiful person has a wonderful sense of humor. When that sense of humor comes into play, I don't see anything else but that sense of humor. And I remember one time I was dating someone, and he was an a-hole to everybody else. But this person had me laughing all the time, and I never saw that until I saw it. And then, of course, that was over. So that's where the love comes in, because you have to love yourself first before you can actually love someone else. So we have to do that. We have to love ourselves. That is one of the most important lessons that I've learned going forward, is loving ourselves. Because when you love yourself, you love everything else around you. And not only that, your manifestation is just epic. Your manifestation is 10 times when you start loving yourself and feeling love all the time. So, let's go back. I'm taking inventory of everything that I did in the past, and do that too. I'm coming out with a book. It's called The Nines, and basically it's a list of nine things, and it's going to be a workbook. And you list things that you need in your life. You list things that you want to have change in your life, and then you list things that you want to release or you want to let go. And that's coming out probably next year. I just have to, be finished working on the workbook, because it is a workbook. And it's a workbook that, I went to a seminar, and it was something similar to that, where, you started writing down your thoughts, your feelings, what what you don't like. And I started embracing that practice. I write everything down. I read it again to myself, and then I say, what can I change, or how can I change this scenario? What can I do to make this different? What should I have said that make to change what I said? Because I have a sharp tongue sometimes. And I write, why did I say that at that particular time? So I write all of this down. So that's my inventory. And that's the book. And it's coming out, and I hope you guys will, embrace this. So what else is happening? How are we coping with mental health? That's a very important lesson. Mental health, especially right now. How are you coping with mental health? Are you drinking it away? Are you smoking it away? Are you eating it away? I mean, those are all coping mechanisms. Are you praying it away? That's a good one. Are you singing it away? Are you dancing it away? How are you coping mentally? Because your mental health is so important right now, especially when you age. And believe it or not, and I know all of you know this, mental health plays a big role in heart health. If you're stressed, mentally stressed out, or whatever, it can affect your heart. It can affect your blood pressure. It can affect things that you didn't know it would affect. You wake up and you go, why am I having heart palpitations? Because I'm stressing out over everything that's going on in this country, and I refuse to turn the television off. Well, you have to turn the TV off. I don't watch news on the weekends. That's one thing I do. I work in news, so I try to watch a little news, but I don't watch it as much as I used to anymore. Why? Because of my mental health. Because if I find myself cussing at the television set, oh, it's time to turn the TV off. Because I am talking to a TV that's not talking back to me. That's a sign of mental health. So you have to turn it off. And turn it off all the time. And don't turn it back on until you're ready. Start dancing, start listening to, poetry, or write poetry, or do like I do. And which is, I don't know if that's good for your mental health, but I like a lot of crime shows. I don't know why, but I love crime history and crazy horror shows. Yeah, I'm that girl. I could possibly be a psycho, but I love shows about crime. I love shows about, ooh, I don't even want to say it because y'all really gonna think I'm a psycho, but like Exorcist, I liked Exorcist. I watched Rosemary's Baby like it's like, I watch that almost every day. I don't know why I like to watch that movie, but it just, for some reason, it does it for me. It just gets rid of anything that I'm thinking about that day. So, whatever your jam is, whatever you like to do, embrace it. Because mental health, oh my God, I can't stress this enough. Mental health is one of the most important things that you can possibly embrace. I'm looking at my notes, because I'm going to wrap soon because I did say I was going to do 30 minutes and I told Doug that I didn't have a guest, so I had to I'm doing my rant. But what, tell, write down, like, if when you're hearing this podcast and you hear it, and when you're listening to it, and you better be listening to it, but when you hear this podcast, I want you to like send me a message and say, this is what I am starting to do with my life as I get older. This is what I've done as I'm getting older. This is what I need to do to get older. And as far as dating, because I'm going to throw that out there again, nobody wants a broke man. Nobody wants to date anybody broke. Nobody wants to date anybody struggling. Nobody wants to date anybody who's one-sided. Nobody wants to date somebody who will not give as much as they're getting. Nobody wants to date anybody who say, oh, as soon as I get my shit together, I'll come and get you. Nobody wants to hear that because your ship has sunk. No, keep going. Come on. Start the engine. Bye. Go down that street by your damn self. Nobody wants to hear that. When you want to date somebody and you really want to, come prepared. Come ready. I knew I was not ready to date during COVID. Well, nobody was dating during COVID, but right after COVID, when I lost my business and people were coming up to me and they were saying, let's go out. I'm like, I'm not ready to date because I am so not mentally there that I will be toxic. So I knew that I was not ready to be out there dating. All I wanted to do was drink with my friends and bitch. So I knew that I was not ready to date. I was not ready to be in any type of relationship, any type of situationship that will allow me to be in a company with another human being as far as romantically. So I'm saying all this. Come correct. Come at your girl or whoever you're going to start dating and come to them a little correct. And come to them with the notion that I'm going to make sure that I am whole before I try to bring someone else into my circle. Because I don't want to be in that circle. I'm going to find the fastest way to get the fuck out that circle and leave. And you will not see, only thing you will see is the back of my head. So I am saying, and she's like, oh, she still sounds angry. No, I'm not. It does, doesn't it? It sounds like I'm angry. No, I'm being real. And sometimes when I'm real, I sound angry, I guess. Maybe that's what my sister kept talking about. But no, seriously, people, we need to come correct and we need to age out loud. We need to embrace aging. We need to stop thinking that aging is a bad thing. And yeah, I say all that and no one knows how old I am because I don't share that. Well, no one. People who are close to me, they know how old I am because I've already told them it's a big birthday. Everybody knows how old I am that are close to me. But I don't need the universe to know me. I don't need social to know. I need you to see my face and go, God damn, she looks good. That's all you need to say. You need to say she looks good at her age. And that's all we need to say. Now, I know a lot of y'all on the rooftop saying, shouting how old you are. Oh, I just turned this, I turned that. I am not that girl. I'm not shouting. I'm not telling nobody. If you come past my mailbox, you'll see I'm old because I'm getting AARP shit all the time. So embrace your age, whatever age that is. Stop asking me how old I am because I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to tell you I'm aging out loud. How old are y'all? I'm aging out loud. Well, what is that? Aging out loud. You keep asking me again. Oh, there's just she just ghosted me. I'm not answering that question. I am going to answer you with the with aging out loud, but I'm also going to answer you with, I feel as good as I look. Hallelujah. I feel as good as I look. Now, if it's one of those days where I'm feeling crappy, oh, I'm gonna change the face. I'm not gonna let you know I'm feeling crappy until I get into a situation where I'm by myself. But when I'm out there in the public eye, and that's what I do for a living, I serve the public, I am aging out loud. And with that, I appreciate you guys listening to this podcast. You have no idea how much I love the fact that you guys are listening to my podcast. And it's a struggle. It has been a struggle. Getting guests, reconfirming guests, that's been the biggest struggle for me, because some people will commit and then they don't. So I appreciate you allowing me this time to rant, my birthday rant, aging out loud rant. And next week we're going to talk to someone. Well, next week I do my podcast bi-week, bi-monthly. So the next time you hear, or our next podcast, we're going to be talking to someone talking about aging, but showing us that they can do something to us that literally is the fountain of youth. It reverses aging, their aging process. We're going to talk to someone who's going to share some information about that. And I will be remiss if I did not mention this, because this podcast is brought to you by the Beautiful You Health Club. And are they in Lanham, Maryland? Bowie, Maryland. The Beautiful You Health Club in Bowie, Maryland. They are probably the most amazing medical health spa I've been to. I can't say enough about them. And look at the show notes, because your girl's supposed to have this. So, while I'm talking and rambling, the Beautiful You, let me see if I can find their, here we go. Beautiful You Wellness and Health Club. So if you want to get in touch with them, their phone number is 301-289-3171. Everyone there is amazing, and they will treat you like family. I'm getting HRT soon. That's hormone replacement therapy there soon. But they have Botox. They have these IV therapy bags that are amazing. They have skin treatments that will get rid of cellulite and reverse the aging process. So give them a call. The Beautiful You Health and Wellness. They're located at 16701 Milford Boulevard in Bowie, Maryland. So those of you who are hearing me internationally, that means nothing to you. This is a local advertisement. So, you hear me in Africa, you're hearing me in Asia, wherever you're hearing me. Love you, but that doesn't serve you at all. But if you're in this area in the Bowie, Maryland, Washington, D.C. Area, please check them out. Please check them out. They are the Beautiful You Health and Wellness, and they are amazing people. So I have done. Until the next time, you take care and always, always remember, it starts now. Bye-bye. That's a wrap for today on It Starts Now. Catch us on BBS Radio TV and all your streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, CastBox, and more. Want to keep the conversation going? Hit that subscribe button and share this episode with your crew. And you got a brand or business that you want to promote? Let us team up. Email me at thebeautyfiles2, @gmail.com or facejobmedia.com. Your best life, it starts now. We'll see you the next time. Bye-bye.